VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. At least 45 people have been killed after a devastating fire broke out in apartment buildings also used as chemical warehouses in an old part of the Bangladeshi capital. Bangladesh's fire service chief says the number of bodies may increase. The search is still going on. He said the blaze at Chowk Bazaar in the old part of Dhaka might have originated from a gas cylinder before quickly spreading through the building where highly flammable chemicals were stored. The flames raced through four adjoining buildings, which were also used as chemical warehouses, including for storing plastic granules and body sprays. U.S.-backed forces are one step closer to liberating the last patch of Syrian territory held by the Islamic State terror group, but a final assault could still be days away. The Global Coalition tweeted on Wednesday that the most hardened of ISIS fighters still remain. It said U.S.-backed forces continue to receive civilians attempting to escape to safety. The coalition statement came hours after the Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces broke a stalemate with IS fighters still holed up in the village of Baghouz, securing the release of hundreds of civilians, including women and children. The Al-Shabaab militant group has claimed responsibility for the assassination of Somalia's deputy attorney general on Wednesday in Mogadishu. Officials say the attack took place in the Hodan district as Mohamed Abdirahman Mursal left home for work. Witnesses told VOA Somali that two men on a motorcycle blocked his way, ordered him to exit the car, and shot him dead. This is VOA News.